Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Di. And Angel.
Good morning.
I know. Di's over. She's usually running around, and today she's at her house and watching the, what'd you say, watching squirrels and chipmunks and
watching
little
the
animals.
Squirrels. Yeah, the little animals are running around.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning in Colorado, in the mountains.
Yeah. Well, we got a beautiful one here in South Florida. It's been very chilly. I've had to suffer this week. I've had to wear a sweater, okay?
Oh, my
gosh. Down to 45 by size 50. All right.
Suffer.
And one day I wore gloves to go work out, right? And I saw a friend of mine there. She had a scarf on. She goes, I didn't even know I owned a scarf. We're so spoiled here. Yeah, I mean, right now it's probably 75. It's going to be, 75, 80 today. It's such a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We don't have the snow. And you guys have Pike's Peak there. We'll talk about that another day.
Mm-hmm.
And some beautiful stuff and everything. And I know you're in that sharing your space with a guy that is a great soul there. You guys are in a relationship going to Belize. You know, so.
I'm so excited.
Anyway.
Yeah, now that'll be totally different weather than today, you know. That'll be like your kind of weather. But right now it's just a beautiful winter morning in Colorado. It's like 40, it looks like it says 45 or something like that degrees. But it feels warmer because there's no wind. I got the sun beating down on me. And, you know, the snow always reflects the sun. So it actually makes it warmer if there's no wind.
I have to remember that down here in the tropics.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
That's good.
So, yeah.
You know what?
So
you
the
have
top,
a, you
yeah.
have a, go ahead. No, what were you going to say? So, finish.
I was going to ask about the topic today, you know. The topic today was getting your love. I can't remember exactly how you worded it.
Having you, yeah. Di and I, we talk all the time, guys, okay? So just give you a heads up. But having what you want in a relationship. And the reason why I'm talking about you and your relationship, man, I've seen you go through some challenging times. I've seen women and men that I've talked to go through it. And you've got what you're looking for. And I know John has what he's looking for. I'm going to start calling him Grandpa Foster because I read your daughter's Facebook picture.
I know. We call him Grandpa.
Grandpa Foster. And mm-hmm. Grandpa Mike, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
you know,
right.
Which is giving little Lila a little food, you know, like a little sweet. So
yes.
That's sweet.
They're not supposed to give her, yeah.
Really 5 months,
neither one of them. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's sweet.
She's just starting to eat a little like pureed food, you know. So, but they were both, you know, ready to give her, you know, a piece of watermelon and some berry cobbler. She's trying
anyway.
To eat now.
Yeah. Oh, how sweet is that? So you got a great relationship and having what you want in a relationship. And I see you guys are going to Belize. And I'm going to say something. Remind me to say this at the end of the show, okay? But I was coming home from a trip. You and I had been gone for a while, out of town. I was sitting in front of, I was sitting in the seat, and this lady behind me was moving around and, you know, kicking my seat or, you know how people are sometimes. And then I felt really bad for her because as we're landing, she's talking to her guy on the phone, you know, when they say you can do your land. They go, hi, I just got here. And I could feel her like she's on pins and needles. And and she goes, Dick, my mail came in, just put it on the table if you can, if you have time to. And then she goes, and the garbage is coming tomorrow. Yeah, if you take the garbage out, if you want. I was looking sitting there, listen, hey, you bet, hey, pal, you live with me, right? Because you said you lived with me, you said something. And she's walking on pins and needles about taking the garbage out, putting her mail on the table as if he's doing too much. And I thought to myself, is that what you really want in a relationship, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about that today because I'm going to preface it with this. Sometimes we look and we say, we walk on pins and needles with the guy or the girl, because it's happened with women as well, or with our people that we're with, and we think that if they would only do this, or if they would only nurture like this or love like this, I would be happy, or this would work, or how can I make them, how can I get them to, you know, and so it goes with males and females. But something that, you know, on my own journey, I said I'm going to start, you know, really start. I'll start to date when I physically heal my body, you know, and with the sugar issues that I have. Well, you know, I've almost done that, but I realize now it wasn't so much about that. It's about really being clear on how I looked at a relationship. You know, myself as a woman, you know, we're always spiritual people. And I started really looking at that by people that I worked with, people that I coached, people that I counseled, because that's what we do here, and people that, you know, because they're my teachers and I'm theirs. You're my teachers, I, and I'm yours. But I looked at it differently, right? And I go, okay, maybe if I change the way I view what love is, or maybe if I change me, then I'm going to look at the relationship differently. And that's really what happened, right? You know, and I'll give you an example. And you respond to that, because I want to hear, because you've got a great relationship, and then I've seen you suffer. You know what I mean? Di, if I could give you a great relationship, I would, okay? And, you know, God's up there saying, yes, I'd give you one too, right? You know, anyway, so he's keeping his fingers crossed. Yeah.
God,
oh, good.
I'm really
glad
sure
that prayer works.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true, but I agree. Jen, just watching you, I mean, you haven't, you know, since I've known you, you always have a lot of confidence, a lot of self-confidence in relationships, but you really didn't have that much in yourself, you know, and now you do. And that's the huge piece of it, I think, too, is, you know, feeling good about yourself. And I don't think you ever did in your whole life until now. Feel good about you, you know, and how your body. You're always, you know, you've been fighting diabetes for how long, you know, and the effects of it. And now all of a sudden, you've taken charge of your own health, and you're feeling. So there's, you know, two things going on where you're feeling great, you're looking great, and you're seeing yourself doing things that you never thought you could do before. And so you finally feel like, hey, I own this, you know, I can do this, I can do anything I want to. And so it makes you feel a lot more confident, you know, in yourself physically, as well as, I mean, you've always had, you know, confidence as far as emotional, spiritual stuff is concerned. But so you're looking at these men differently then too, you know, you're looking like, hey, buddy, you know, I won't settle for less, where you and I both had to settle for less with other people. You know, and like you said,
that's
if
right.
only this, like if only I could have this, and if he would do this, or if he would say this, or if he was just like this, you know, then I'd be happy. But it's never like that. It's never just like, oh, if only he'd be more considerate or whatever. There's always a whole range of other things of other if onlys that are really making you unhappy. Mm-hmm, yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you. No, you're right. It's only. But the one thing I really like to work on this with people is with love. Like, I changed the way I really view what love looks like in a relationship. And as I started, but I really worked on it. And it wasn't about, I got to change the way I view love. It wasn't about that. It was really working on me. You know, it's like, okay, you know, what's going on? And I have a friend of mine, man, she's doing the same thing, and she's also a client. And because of that, you know, she said she was never demanding in a relationship. She always kept everything quiet and would wait for him to call her. And and which would he call? Is he pissed off? How do I bring him out of his shell? And you know what she started doing? She goes, look at, and I'm saying she's a lot sweeter than I am. She's a Pisces, and I'm a Pisces too. We're sweet people, but I have some Leo in. So it makes me like, rrr. And you're a Leo, so you understand that. So,
totally.
Yeah, I know how you are, and that's what I love about you. But she goes, three, he's, you know, is he going to come around? Because, you know what, I'm not going to wait all day. And she started telling him what she wanted, and that she wanted to talk about things. And, you know, we're so afraid sometimes, men and women, to talk about what we're really looking for, and then that's okay. So, you know, what she started doing is she started working on herself, her body, her spiritual. She, you know, super, super psychic and wants to work with people. And as she started going down that journey on you know, on opening herself up to her abilities, on opening herself up to to what she, you know, what she could become, like with you, when you started opening yourself up to writing books and getting them done. And look at you now. You've got, you know, four books out there. You and I are starting Angel Coaches Publishing. You know, we got that big thing that happened pretty recently, which we're both excited about. So when you start working on yourself, on what you love as, or maybe you want to develop yourself more as a person, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, then what happens is you become a different person. And if you work on that daily, okay, and this is something I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you're working on that daily, and maybe you don't reach that goal yet of perfect health, or maybe you don't reach that goal of perfect shape, but if you're working on it, imagine the person you become emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And then you're going to view your mate or your potential mate differently, you know. And one of the things that I'm going to share this because I watch you. You're so good in a relationship, and you've been such a wonderful example for me, you know, about preparing food. And I learned how to cook a roast. I did it. I know how to do that.
But you don't have to cook. You know, obviously people don't have to cook. I'm old-fashioned. I like the, you know, I like the cooking and homemaking stuff. You know, that's part of my enjoyment of the relationship is it's feeling like I'm taking care of him, you know. But that doesn't mean that's not right for everybody, you know. I mean, you don't have to cook. You can make that guy take you out every day, and that's still, whatever feels good to you and the guy, you know.
That's true, because I wanted to cook. Because you look amazing cooking. It's like, oh, I want to cook too. You know?
You crack me up. But that's part.
Well, meanwhile,
you know,
I just signed up to get two of my meals catered a day. Yeah. Okay.
But I like it.
You know?
It doesn't matter. As long as people get fed, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's
that's
my enjoyment, you know, probably more than theirs. So it's really what you enjoy about the relationship. That's one of the things I've always enjoyed is having somebody to kind of take care of, you know, like you feel like you've done something for them and I just love cooking anyway. So that's just fun for me. And it's fun to have somebody to cook for because, you know, when you're just alone, you don't cook that much for yourself or you end up with too many leftovers. But, I've certainly bounced around with all the Mr. Wrongs, you know, and there's always that if only. You know, with every single one, there's, oh, it'd be great if only he was, you know, this. I'd really be happy. So, I mean, when it came down to it, I wasn't really happy with any of them, you know, because there was a problem there. But we always want to point fingers at the guy and say, well, if only
right.
he do this, I'd be happy, you know. But it's like, okay, then why, how about saying, if only I wouldn't settle for less than what makes me happy, I'd be happy.
That's
a better way.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if only I wouldn't settle for less, then I would be happy. You're amen to that one. That's a good one, too.
Right.
I'm also, that's a great one to say. If only I wouldn't settle for less, then I would be happy. And guys,
right.
I'm going to tell you this, too, as well, because if you're feeling that in a relationship, or girls, you know, here's the deal. You know, one of the things that I realized is show me how to love myself more. And as I learn how to love myself more unconditionally, and you know, I have another friend of mine that's getting ready. She's dated a guy now 3 times, and she's so beautiful on the outside and on the inside. She goes, you know what? He's perfect. And she goes, because I value myself more. And, you know, he's a doctor. He's all these things. But she like I did, stayed by herself for a good solid year and didn't date anyone. And now she met the guy of her dreams and questions it too as well. So, you know, and I'm saying that's cool, but if you say, how do I love my, show me how to love me more, show me how to be more spiritual, show me how to tap, work my body more, show me how to live each day without leaving anything on the table. Man, that's what I strive for every day. Not leaving anything on the table. So that, I mean, I don't know if you've done this, but I've seen people, myself included on this, that, you know, spend 90% of their time worrying about what that guy thinks of them, right? Or what that woman thinks of them.
Mm-hmm.
And do they like them, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know what? My 2014 deal is, and I said this back in, you know, when I got over my health issues, which you know about, And I said, I'm going to live my life with nothing, leaving nothing on the table. And I said, show me how to love myself more. And when I got that, showing me how to love myself more, man, that was so huge. Because, you know, I recently met someone, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, but, you know, he says to me, Tree, you're pulling back. And I looked at it, and before, when someone say, you're pulling back, or you're not giving me enough attention, or you're, why is our call volume going down, I would say, because I don't like you, because you're smothering me. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm afraid, and that's what I'm doing. I'm pushing him away because I'm afraid. And I don't want to push him away because I'd like to see what happens in this relationship. But the only reason why I recognize that is because I said, show me how to love myself more, right? So therefore, I realized that not loving myself enough or not giving myself what I needed, and I don't mean to talk about me, you guys, but this has been a big epiphany for me, allowed me to see that, you know what, I do this all the time in the relationship, and I push the guy away, you know what I mean, and are trying to sweep things under the rug because I don't want to see that part of my life. I'm not going to do that. And so I had a talk with him. I said, hey, you're right. You know what? I'm going to make sure that I nurture this relationship because I want to be nurtured. So I view nurturing now a lot different than I did before because I nurture myself. What does that look like?
Right.
I'm getting two of my meals catered a week because I don't feel like cooking. Okay?
That's good. See, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, do what works for you. Because then it's going to work for the guy too, you know?
Yeah.
That's totally.
Right.
Because he's loving you for the way you are. And you're the fun, free spirit who goes running all the time with your dogs, and you're not Betty Crocker standing there in the kitchen with an apron on. You're out on the beach in your bikini. You know, I mean, that's what he's loving with you. And people, you know, we all, there's things that we love. There's things that we love about people that's what draws us to them. And so it's not because you stay home and cook every meal, obviously. He loves the fact that you don't. So, you know, and you're appreciating that about yourself now. You know, this is who you are, you know, this is what you bring to the table, and this is what you want to bring to the table, this is what you don't want to bring to the table, and that's how I am. You know, there's something that I just don't do, and I don't apologize for it. You know, it's like, this is what I am, and this is what I'm not.
I like a guy though that wanted to bring the animal for you to clean up for him.
As much as I liked it though, that was not my idea of a romantic evening, you know. That's the whole thing. I mean, that was another big if only. God, this guy would be perfect if only he wasn't such an idiot. I mean, there are some glaring problems with that one, but we've come a long way in our selection. But you have to always date off. You have to kiss the toads, you know, and they have to kiss us. We have to be a toad for somebody else. You know, I'm sure there's men out there who are like, oh, my God, that woman was freaky crazy, you know. And I'm sure they were right. But, you know, John doesn't think I'm crazy, so that's good. But we're so much alike. I got to tell you this. I was trying to remember it because it was hilarious. He was getting, you know, we were talking about something, not fighting, but we were talking about something, and we kind of disagreed on timing of something. He goes, we are so much alike. He goes, now it's making me think maybe I am a lot more irritating than I think I am. In other words, I just died laughing.
That's good.
Irritating.
I like that.
And I kept telling him, I need to write that down so I can remember. He was kidding, he was kidding on the outside, but probably not on the inside. But it's true. We're so much alike that way. So sometimes it's like, okay, you can get really mad or frustrated, but you know where that person's coming from because you're the same way and you react to things in the same way. And that's what I was looking for. You know, I wanted somebody who got me, who really got me, who had the same internal workings that I did. Because I kept, you know, bouncing around with people who had similar outside personalities, but they were very different on the inside of what was important to them and what kind of values they held, you know. And so it's funny, you know. Sometimes it's almost like dating yourself and you see yourself for all your warts. Maybe I am more irritating than I think I am. That was the funniest thing I'd heard in how long.
I love John. So, he's so good for you guys. You guys are good for each other. You know, so.
He's so honest, and so am I, you know, and so I love his brutal honesty. You know, I really do. You may not like
what
you're
saying. You are
directed
to the point. You know, you are directed to the point.
Very direct.
I appreciate that about you.
It's off-putting to a lot of men. They're used to women who don't want to, you know, who keep their secrets. They don't want to talk about stuff, or they are passive-aggressive. You know, they'll pout, but they won't tell you what's wrong. And I just think that's a bunch of BS. I don't go in for that, and I never will. But I think men are used to women who are like that, and they don't, you know, they really don't. They always say they want a woman who's direct, but then when they have somebody who is like me, they really don't enjoy it. Because it calls them on their crap. You know, it calls them on their crap. They can't just get away with being lazy. They have to be, you know, they have to step up and be honest themselves. And people just don't like to do that. But men like John will. So I was very happy that I met John.
You've got a couple, you've got, see now you have, you know, your guys
that you probably a year ago you would have said, I don't stand a chance with this guy or that guy, you know, and now you're like, oh, I got a couple, you know, that want me, and now I'm going to sit back here and decide who do I want. Which is awesome.
I tell you, I met a real special one, and thank you. And I met a really special one. He's amazing. So we'll see what happens with him, you know, too, as well. The other thing is that I, you know, for me, my book that I wrote with you, which is our book that we wrote together, okay, because it's got both of our experiences in it. And one of the things that I really want is a guy to read my book before or during when I'm dating him. You know what I mean? And that's so key. And and for me, that is key. And because he's going to know a lot about me. And that's an easy read book. We wrote it. Well, you actually wrote it. I was on the phone with you. Sai is the best, and she's like editing somebody's work right now. But when you know, it's important because I think that if you really want to know your person, if they've written a book, you should read it. John read your book, didn't he?
Right. Yes. Well, all three of them. You know. So, and that was important to me because I dated one guy for over a year, and he never made it past the first chapter of one. You know. So it's like, okay, if I had a guy who said, here, I've put my innermost feelings and thoughts down into this writing. It doesn't even have to be a book. It's like, it's just writing somewhere. I'd want to read it because I'd want to get to know this guy. So that said a lot to me about, you know, the last guy that I dated. It was like, okay, you don't even care. You know, here's like a glimpse into my soul, and you don't even have time to sit and read it. You know, but you got time to sit there and watch trash TV all the time, you know. So that was a big, you know, that was a message to me with somebody. So I guess it's what, you know, it's what's important to you, because that's how I do better in writing than I do verbally, I think. And so it's you get your innermost feelings out, you know. And so if somebody is interested and wants to read that, then at least, you know, they are interested in you more, you know, they're interested in what's behind the face more. And I, you know, clearly I was, you know, just kind of diddling around. You remember the guy that I kind of stayed back and forth. Very nice person, but just not, you know, not the deepest person.
Yeah, you try to make yourself settle for that, too, as well. I get you, you know.
I know. I tried to make myself settle. I sure did. Yeah, which I'm so glad
well,
that
Di
I did.
And
I couldn't make myself settle, though.
I get you. But Di and I are funny in the sense, and I'm sharing this with people who are listening now and who will download it later. One of the things I love about her is that when she gets, you know, we call it in the South a bee in your bonnet, or you turn into Columbo. You will find out what you need to find out. Do you remember when you and I both went on the Columbo, put the Columbo hat on? Okay, do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
And we
had
the Columbo hat. And you found out all you needed to do to make sure that you were making the right decision. This is such a story. We will do this under an alias, I'm sure. But, you know, what it helped you do.
I do, yes. I basically created a fake profile on a dating website. I can admit to that now. And I caught him trolling. Right, because I knew he was.
See what? He didn't try. That's the one thing. The guy didn't try to hide from me that he was still on a dating website. What he kept saying was, I just get advertisements from him, and I just click on him. I'm like, bullshit, you know. I mean, come on. It's like, I wasn't, like, in love with the guy anyway. And it was almost like I was looking for a reason to say, okay, let's end this. Because we kind of let it dwindle on for too long. You know, it was like,
right.
I mean, it was over a year that we'd, like, kept going out, you know. And it was like once a week, let's go out once a week. And I really kind of needed a reason to slam in his face and go, okay, you know, this just isn't working. Because I'd had that conversation, and yet, you know, he'd think of all these reasons why we should still keep going out, and I guess I was too big of a wuss. I couldn't argue with him. So I just got angry. You know, like, okay, he's telling me that, you know, he thinks I'm great and he wants to keep seeing me, and yet he's still going on to a dating website. So I did. I cop to it now, you know. I created a fake profile. My friend Samantha let me use her picture. She went in on it too. And she's this gorgeous auburn, you know, colored hair. And so I used Sam's picture, and I, you know, reached out to this guy. Oh, immediately he was making plans to go meet this fictitious person, you know. And so, yeah, that was kind of, you know, it was funny to me at the time. And I kind of felt bad for duping the guy because he was a nice guy. But I thought, okay, if you're doing that, you deserve it. You deserve it. And so I could just laugh about it and say, okay, you know, we're done. We're done. And we were, you know, but very nice person. But, you know, maybe he'll meet somebody who just sets him on his heel and he won't ever want to go back on a dating website again. Obviously, clearly I wasn't the woman.
Well, you know what I love about that, though, and this is, you know, if you change the way you look at love, for you, and I'll never forget this about you, because when you went through that with him, and, you know, she and I talked on the phone, of course, and she said, and she goes, Tree, I'm going to make sure the next man I choose is this way, and I'm going to, you know, and you did. You made sure that, you know, and John was right after that, and that John was straightforward, direct, to the point, didn't hold anything back, and was honest. And the other thing that you said, too, is that I'm going to know that he's going to make me number one. And you know what? He did. And the one thing, though, that Di changed about herself, and those who are listening, I'm saying this to you, is that you learned that, you know, you don't have to be a wuss to compromise. Do you know what I mean? You can still stand for exactly what you are. And that's one thing that you changed in yourself, and you didn't even realize it. And she did. And then look what happened. So, and by the way, she spent time. Go ahead, because I know you remember that, you know, too, as well.
I started to say, it's still, you make different compromises, but you're not compromising what's really important to you. And that's the biggest thing. You know, you still make compromises. And, you know, John is as hard-headed as I am. So, you know, we're one of us, and it'll probably be me, will have to be the one backing down on something that really aren't that important. You know, I may act like, oh, I really care about this. But sometimes you just do that. When it comes right down to it, you think, okay, is this that important, or is the relationship the most important? And you know, I'm not going to lose a relationship because of I'm splitting hairs with somebody. But I was compromising before on huge things. You know, and I don't know why. You know, you look back on it and you think, God, why was I willing to compromise my happiness, you know, for somebody who just didn't fit all that, didn't fit the bill for me. But I was. I think especially because I'm older, too. You get older and you think, God, am I ever going to meet anybody else? You know, you meet this one person who it's like they'll do because they're okay on some of these counts, even though they don't have other stuff that I want. And you start settling for people. And I think that's truer with people who get older than young people. Because when I was younger, I wouldn't have settled so much. But I'm not settling now. So I think you have to realize
that you agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't. You don't have to settle at all. And the one thing is I watched you really work on that. But you went through two really big shifts. And I remember when you and I, not last summer, summer before last, you go, you said, Tree, I want to know about this situation. And you had taken so much crap from this person and allowed an angry inside, super angry. And and you'd been working on yourself. And I go, okay. And I go, are you ready to find out the real deal? Yeah, I am. And so she was able to look at it and realize that it was all out there for her to see. She got to see everything about that guy, his who he was at his core. And it wasn't pretty. And you were able to let that go. You know?
Right. Yes. When you finally see the ugliness on the inside of somebody, makes it a lot easier to let them go. Yeah, it makes. I mean, you don't want them. You don't keep holding on. You finally go, yeah, that's not what I want my partner to look like on the inside. You know, I want someone with integrity. I want someone who's strong. I want someone who can make a decision. I mean, there were so many things about that one person that I can't tolerate. I just can't deal with in a partner. But you know, at the time, it's like that. It's that challenge. Well, they're out here. They're over here, and I can't really grasp them. So I'm going to keep chasing them because I want them. But yet, if he'd have been living with me day in and day out, it wouldn't have lasted more than a month because I couldn't live with somebody like that. There's a lack of integrity, you know, a lack of strength. I can't deal with weak men like that. So there were so many issues with that, but I had to see it. Yeah, I had to see it clearly, finally, to go, okay, that's not what I want in the man that I'm with. But I think it was healthy for me to have those couple years not dating.
Right.
And I think that's what kept me from dating was that guy was still holding on to a relationship that didn't work. I needed that time to work on myself. And so it's kind of like catch 22 almost. It's like, you know, I don't hate the guy. I don't, you know, I wish him well. But I wasted time on him. And yet I think I needed that time to really work on myself. And so that, which is what we're talking about, working on yourself. And when you finally do, but sometimes it takes that to make you work on yourself.
That is
you know
so
what I
true.
Mean?
You change the way you viewed love. You change the way you viewed a relationship, and you change the way of settling, and you know settling for things that you would have settled for before. Because I remember when you found out about him. Back in 2010 or 11, I don't remember now, that he was cheating on you. And when you found out about that, you just wanted to have him back. Right now, you would never tolerate if somebody cheated on you, and you and John
never.
Are like peanut butter and jelly. That's what I, you know.
Right.
You would never
right.
tolerate it. You would never attract that. But I think it was about learning to love yourself and learning to, changing your idea of what a love from a man looks like to you. Because you can't change the other person. I'm saying that to myself, to any of the clients that I'm with, that I work with. And you can't change the person. The only person you change is yourself. And then you're going to view the relationship differently. And that's something that I realized. Loving yourself unconditionally first. And learning to do that and working on yourself as a person. I know you've been working on your writing. You've been working on your, your different skills in your life, Angel Coaches Press. All the stuff that you're working on, you know, has made you a stronger person, not only that area, but in other areas too. For me, working on my body, working on, you know, running, marathon run, and now I'm going to be spending time with you and Jonna. We're going to go to Pikes Peak. What is it? I mean, you know, I'm running a marathon in April, and I want to do the Pikes Peak run in August, right? And I go, what if I pass out? Man, but what kind of person am I going to become preparing for those races? Do you see what I'm saying? And I can tell you what it's done for me when I ran the half marathon, the 5Ks that I've done, and the spiritual stuff, and the Angel Coaches Press, and the Angel Coaches in general. The person that I am becoming, have become, is so much better than who I was before. You know what I mean? And it's made me view myself differently,
so
my business. Yeah, and spiritual
right.
and all that. Same with you, I'm sure. Same with, Donna
totally.
Is a great one. You know, well, Angel Coach, her, you know, before she was like a corporate woman, now she's becoming her own businesswoman. But she's worked on herself, you know. People, I see that all the time. So instead of concentrating on getting him to love me or get her to love me, how do I do that? Focus on becoming better at something, never leaving anything on the table every day, financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, anything, and then have some goals. if you have some goals, you may not make them, but imagine the person you're going to become when you're going for them and you're striving for them. That's the best way to say it, don't you think?
That is, totally. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to look at where they're now when they're in that feeling of lack of like, oh, I just want this person so bad, and I'd just be so happy if only I had that person. It's so hard to tell people like that because you and I have both been people like that. You know, it's so hard to convince them, no, you'd really be happier by yourself right now working on yourself so that you can attract the right person, you know. It's just so hard to let go of the wrong person. And I think that's the biggest hang-up with people. They know what they want. You know, they know what makes them happy, but they're settling. They're always settling for this one person that, you know, just is not the right person for them, but they want to force them into fitting that. And you can't. You can't force that other person into fitting what would make you happy because something completely different will make them happy. And you know, like,
that's true.
I've dated men who really liked women who are not independent. And even though they said, no, I want a woman who makes her own paycheck or whatever, they're not used to a woman who is not dependent on them and clinging to them for their life, you know, support system. And that makes them feel more macho or something. They like that power they have over a woman when they're the ones pulling the purse strings. And so even though, you know, these men were saying, I want a woman who's independent and, you know, I don't want to have to be the only breadwinner or whatever, they really don't like that. You know, they're saying they want it, but they really don't like what comes along with it. It's really important that you really do know what you want. And can you live with all the stuff that comes along with that? Because I know we talked about that in our book. About online dating profiles. And you were saying, you know, it's really important for the man to understand, what does this look like? If I say I want a woman who's independent, is that really what I want? Or do I want someone who is more like my mom was, dependent on my dad, because that's what I've seen all my life, you know? And even though, yeah, it'd be great if I didn't have to be the major breadwinner all the time, that's what I'm used to, and so that's what I view as a normal relationship should look like. And so that's tough, you know, when you think you want something but you may not.
that is true, and that's something you got to be really honest with yourself about.
Mm-hmm.
But guys and women and men both, man, I wouldn't even worry about the relationship part of you finding the relationship or the relationship that's not working. Set some goals for yourself. Maybe a goal for yourself, mm-hmm, is saying, I'm going to take 10 minutes a day just for me to meditate. I'm going to take 10 minutes a day to be creative and look at and write 5 things down that I'm grateful for. Or be wanting to start a business, I'm going to take 5 minutes to set up a Facebook fan page about my business, and it's free. Do you see what I'm saying? So if you concentrate
right
on the goals,
right,
the person that you become as you're striving for, I mean, you may not reach the goal. I may die because I don't have enough altitude, whatever, it's on bike's feet. I'm just kidding. But I'm going to do it. I'm super excited about it, man. Can you imagine the person I'm becoming just trying to achieve that goal? Man, I can't wait. I love pushing my body. And you know, there has been times in my life that I thought, why doesn't he love me? Or why can't I be in a relationship? What do I do, mm-hmm, wrong? It's much better, like, mm-hmm, okay, I'm going to go run today and bust my ass doing it. And or work out today and you know, excuse my language, doing it. And then, you know, men are attracted to people, women are attracted to people, we're both attracted to people that are healthy and happy. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right.
So you put that,
yeah,
out there, it's uh-huh, great. You know, so then you don't have to settle for 60 seconds of bliss and 23 hours and, you know, almost 24 hours, but minus that 60 seconds of negativity, feeling depressed and all this stuff because you don't have, you know, and we've
right
done that before. Anyway, Di, we're getting ready to start another book. I set up some dating profiles. I used a couple guys so I could
have you guys.
Well, you know, like I, you know, for a couple friends of mine, I was like, can I use your picture? And, you know, and so I can get like women, and I'm not trying to date them. I'm just getting like women telling them
right
that I would like to know what you think about certain things. So, because you and I are coming out with another book, best, yes. What is it, what we're doing? It's funny, and I'm excited
about it.
It's
kind of like, yeah. Well, and we don't have a title for it yet, but it's kind of like the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days kind of a version of how to turn somebody away from you really quickly, because it's so funny. I mean, everybody's got their horror stories about, oh, this guy did this. I mean, one guy I know said that this woman asked him to come over to her apartment because she couldn't wait to show him her pig that she kept in the bathroom because she butchered pig. She was going to butcher it and have fresh. She told him, see, if you marry me, you'll always have fresh pork. This was on the first date. Like, people are wacko sometimes, the stuff they try to entice a partner with. And everybody's got their own horror stories. And, yeah, I mean, some of them are just funny, you know, like that. The pig story is one of my favorites.
The pig and the bug in the ear. I have a friend of mine, and her boyfriend called her, guy she started dating, and he's telling her about the bug in his ear that crawled out of his ear that night. Not good.
Yeah, it's not good on the first day. Don't start talking about bugs in your ears. That's just not.
You
start going,
exactly.
What if I laid eggs? And you're going to be happy.
Yeah, then you start thinking, and if I sleep with them, are they going to crawl in my ear? You know,
are they
going
to crawl into my ear then if I'm laying next to them? There's some things that you do. It's too much information on a first date, for sure.
Never talk about your body functions, okay, or anything. I'm just telling you guys, women and men.
Yeah.
Cool. What about the client that you had, and this will give you an idea what our book is about. He started to fondle a woman, and she wore the pins. Not good. Remember that one?
I know. Yes. I mean, he's like, you know, the thing is, we're not young, you know. I mean, these things, you know, we can understand. But he's a very athletic guy, and he generally dates women who are a little bit younger than him. So he was completely shocked, you know, because she should have warned him, you know. He didn't expect to put his hand down there and find that she was wearing the pants. And then, you know, it's like she should have told him that up front. She should have just warned him that up front. And he's like, oh, now I understand why it made this swish, swish, swish sound when she was walking.
Oh my gosh! God, that's
there's
funny.
Something, you know, he's a not a judgmental person at all. He's got his own, you know, he's dealt with his own developmental disability all of his life, which he's very public with, you know. So it's not like he's, you know, one of those people who judges. But I mean, it's like that's something he should have, you know, she should have said something before she starts making out with him.
Yeah, you know, huh, you know.
But yeah,
exactly.
You know, some of those.
That's funny.
And
yeah,
then there was another woman. He, the same guy went out with a woman who had calf implants. I don't know what that was all about, but he just couldn't deal with that. Yeah, the calf implants.
Oh, man, listen. So you guys, we're getting some great things that you don't do, don't say, or don't ever, ever, ever discuss, okay, with someone. First date. Anyway, Di, this is something I wanted to share this with you, and then we'll. I have a friend of mine. She says, I don't want to sleep with him on the first date, and she goes, I don't want to sleep with him, and this is their fourth date. She goes, he's coming out for dinner. So she goes, I'm fostering a St. Bernard dog. I was like, if it works, she goes, work. We didn't have to deal with it because the dog was everywhere. So anyway,
oh,
I thought that was funny.
Of course. I've had several St. Bernards in my life, and so, yeah, that would definitely kind of nix the romantic.
You guys
got
to go get.
It's not going to happen. That's going to happen. You're going to have the dog right in the middle of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The dog's going to be necking with you because he drools. Oh, this is funny. Anyway, go get
your shoulder. Oh, yeah.
angelcoaches.org, Facebook.com/angelcoaches. You can go like our page. You mean there's a law that says he's attracted to me, that he has to be attracted to me? That's our book. And you can get it on angelcoaches.org. Diane Beauty. I don't know, Diane. I know you're doing work on your website or Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And you can just Google our name. Yeah, Tori Abbott or Diane Beauty, and you'll pull our book up. It's wonderful. It's got some nice things. And if you think these stories are funny, we've got even more in there. So you guys take care.
Oh, yeah.
Next
some good ones.
Tuesday night at 8:30. And have a great now. Enjoy your Sunday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.